that experience with dealing with grief and loss, did that play some part in your travels to Rwanda? And I want to mention to everyone, Gabriel and I were speaking a little bit earlier, and it turns out we've both been to Rwanda, and how many people that casually meet one another can say, yeah, I was there last year. Two of my recent programs were interviews with people in Rwanda or that have just been to Rwanda. You have a book, The Skin of Lions, which is based from Rwanda, and you've been there. So is it the grief and dealing with that that took you in the direction of Rwanda?
Yes. I was asked by a group that was going to Rwanda, the Association for Thought Field Therapy, and another group called the Rwandan Orphans Project, based down in San Diego. They'd asked if I could join them to teach some trauma relief techniques at an orphanage they had been to several times, and also providing medical care. We had a whole medical team go with us that time, and all the children at the center, which is now called the Rwandan Orphans Project for Street Children, in Kigali, the capital. At the time, when we went 2.5 years ago, none of the over 200 children there had ever had a physical checkup. So we had a nurse practitioner with us and a number of other people, and provided trauma relief also. And when I was there, I had planned on speaking with many of the children, fine, because I realized I had never heard of any stories from Rwanda, and very few from East Africa in general. And I asked them if they could tell me folk tales and tell me stories that they knew growing up. Now, a lot of these children at the center don't have any parents. Their parents were killed during the genocide, which is now 15 years ago, or their parents died from AIDS or other health problems. So they started telling me stories that they remember hearing growing up. Now, some of the stories, I'm not sure whether they are things that happened to them and they made into a story, or some are actually stories that were passed down from generation to generation. It may be a combination of both, that some of the children's stories are of one type and the others are the other. And also one of the teachers at the center shared her story, too. And they all, almost every one of them, which was interesting, almost every one of the folk tales from the children had some moral issue to it. And also there was a fair amount of violence in each of them, which at first I was not that surprised about. And also when you look at a lot of European folk tales, there's actually a lot of violence in many of them as well. But there's also a lot of hope in them and what the outcome was. So that's how it sort of got combined. I was asked to go there and got involved in this, and I've been involved with them now and an advisor to the RwandanOrphansProject.org, which folks can go to. And I've gone back one other time and haven't been able to get back this year, but in some ways I feel like my family and I miss them, and I want to go again but haven't been able to afford to.